This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. The federal government gave Pennsylvania a whole lot of money for its largest solar project yet. Meanwhile, SEPTA wants its riders to quit smoking. UGI is replacing pipes in a couple of places starting today. Plus, watch out, this spot is the U.S.'s top prankster city. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The federal government gave Pennsylvania $90 million for its largest solar project yet, reports the Center Square. This project will be built on reclaimed mine land in Clearfield County in the hopes it'll produce over 400 megawatts of electricity. This would be enough to power about 70,000 homes. This project is actually one of five that'll take place on former mine land and one of three in Appalachia. Says a press release from the Department of Energy, quote, "The project expects to create more than 750 construction jobs and 6 operation jobs while providing $1.1 million in annual tax revenue to Goshen and Girard Townships, Clearfield County, and Clearfield County School District." Whether it's vaping, tobacco, or pot, smoking is one of the most common complaints SEPTA gets, reports Billy Penn. On average, according to one SEPTA official, there's about 260 complaints a month. In response to the public's grievances, SEPTA partnered with the City Public Health Department to launch a No Smoking campaign in 2022, a campaign that's now continuing as, quote, "Smoke-Free SEPTA." This revamped initiative will include new signage, including a sign which reads, quote, "This isn't Route 420," verbal announcements, and more cops to approach people who are smoking. As to whether the campaign has done its job effectively with regards to SEPTA smokers, some writers told Billy Penn that they hadn't noticed a difference. UGI Utilities will start replacing underground natural gas mains starting today, states the Morning Call. This will just be happening in parts of Allentown and Whitehall Township, and will take place each week, Monday through Friday, until around between May and July, weather depending. If you live in either of these places, feel free to click on the podcast link to learn more about road closures and such. It's April Fool's Day, says Penn Live. You're welcome for the reminder. In honor of the holiday, Casino.org surveyed 3,000 people in the U.S. to see which city was the number one prankster city in the country. Pittsburgh was the one that came out on top. Pennsylvania in general seems to be into April Fool's hijinks, with the most popular prank being prank calls. Personally, the only good prank I ever pulled was one where I set all the clocks in my house an hour forward so my mom thought she was late. If you're the victim of this prank next year, sorry. Happy April Fool's Day, you guys. Stay vigilant out there. For more news, visit PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it and to share it around with your family and friends. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.